from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. CIA director speaks out on North Korea nukes. A South Korean spokesman today called on North Korea to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks.
Talks between the North and South are urgently needed for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and to ease military tensions between the North and the South.
The U.S. Director of Central Intelligence spoke yesterday in Aspen, Colorado about the North Korean nuclear program and how it might best be handled.
It would be a great thing to denuclearize the peninsula, to get those weapons off of that. But the thing that is most dangerous about it is the character who holds the control over them today. So from the administration's perspective, the most important thing we can do is separate those two, right? Separate capacity and someone who might well have intent and break those two apart.
Pyongyang has yet to officially respond to Seoul's offer for those military talks. President Trump told the New York Times this week if the investigations into any connection between his presidential campaign and Russia expand to include a probe of his family's finances, that would cross a line. Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russian investigation. This is VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Sessions was one of the most conservative members of the Senate, and he was the first one to leap on of the Trump campaign. Before any of the rest of them did, he set aside any concerns he had and embraced Trump. They would campaign together. And again, it goes back to this idea that Trump has been bothered from the beginning by the Russia probe. He didn't really appreciate the fact that Sessions early on decided to recuse himself shortly after he became attorney general.
This is VOA News. President Trump's aides are said to be investigating special counsel Robert Mueller's team, looking for ways to discredit his Russian inquiry. That, according to news reports revealed late last night. The president has asked his advisors about his power to pardon aides, family members, and even himself in connection with the probe, the Washington Post reported. A second person told the Post that Trump's lawyers have been discussing the president's pardoning powers among themselves. And according to that report by the New York Times, aides are pursuing the professional and political backgrounds of the investigators, looking for conflicts of interest that they could use to discredit the probe or to build a case against Mueller. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country. Protesters clashed with police in some areas. A 24-year-old man was killed and three people were wounded. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon's CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair, insists it did nothing wrong. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Seshin. He's the head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oil Company and longtime business associate of Rex Tillerson. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
He has been extremely clear in his recusal of anything having to do with Exxon. When this information came to us here at the State Department, it did not come to the secretary himself. It came to the Deputy Secretary John Sullivan. The secretary has taken this very seriously, that Exxon-related activities are not something that he is involved with here as Secretary of State.
Nauert referred all questions to the Treasury Department. A senior United Nations official says intense fighting in Syria and bureaucratic red tape are impeding the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of people trapped in besieged areas. More from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been unable to deliver food, medicine, and other essential items to some 600,000 people in 12 besieged areas for the past 40 days. He says tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in Raqqa, where a ferocious battle to retake the city from Islamic State militants is being waged.
The attacking forces are now closing in on Raqqa city. There is intense bombardment from the air.
Egeland adds that ruthless tactics by IS militants also are preventing civilians from leaving. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.